So let us come now to the second exercise, which is more classical and standard. So given some parameters, C in R, P in Rn, G, C1 over N, after all the discussion, it's better to pick our initial datum differentiable. You are asked to find the solution of this modified transport equation. Ut plus B duxu plus Cu equal to 0 in Rn times 0 plus infinity, and U equal G at times U. So, the approach is similar to the classical case. Just here there will be another term, which is still linear, by the way, so that's why the classical approach still works, which will simply tell us that, how can I put it, with the method of characteristics, you find a curve along which the solutions must be constant. And this curve in particular for the nice transport equation is the line x equal to tb, as we saw. In this case, along this line, the solution is not going to be constant. It is going to have a definite, unique behavior. So, we consider z of s to be u of x plus s t plus s b, sorry, t plus s. Okay? So, you know that the derivative, pointwise derivative in S of Z, is equal to B times dxu, of course evaluated in X plus SB, T plus S, plus UT, evaluated in U plus BS, T plus S. So this is telling us that z dot of s is these two terms, and therefore is equal to minus c u. Because u of x plus s b t plus s is z. So, whereas in the classical case are involving only the first order derivatives, we had that z of s dot was going to be 0, and therefore the function u x plus s b t a plus s should be constant. And this tells us you can take any possible value of s and therefore choose s equal minus t, so this vanishes and so on. Here instead, it satisfies a very precise equation, that, by the way, a very simple ordinary differential equation, which is, the equation of the exponential function, so that we know that the solution of this equation is z of s equal to e to the minus cs z of 0. But now, what is actually written here? It's written that u of x plus sb t plus s must be equal to e to the minus cs u of x t. So, select s to be minus t, just because this works for all s in R. For all s in t, in minus t plus infinity, sorry. T plus s should be larger equal than 0. So select s equal to minus t, and so we get u of x minus tb 0 should be equal to u e to the c t u of x t. But then, this means that u of x t should be e to the minus c t. Well, what is u at time 0? G. G of x minus tb. And this is the solution. Now, how to check that it is unique? Because, sure, I built this solution. It's immediate to check that it is actually a solution by taking the derivatives. This if you want to check it, it's an exercise, because of course g satisfies the first homogeneous part, and then there is an exponential which gives a factor minus c, and so it simplifies. Okay, now to check uniqueness, the trick is simple. If there would be two solutions, their difference should have initial datum zero. Let me write. So, this is the way to check that this is a unique solution. So let U1, U2 be solutions. Then W defined as the difference, so U1 minus U2 solves WT plus B dot DX W plus C W equal to 0 and W equal to 0 at time 0. No? But this means that if I construct the function zeta of s in the same way for w, then this function will be constant. So it means constant, and by the way, constant is equal to zero. Why so? Because if I set zeta of s to be w x plus sb t plus s, then z dot, in the same way, z dot should be equal to minus c z of s, and z of 0 is 0. I wanted to say z of minus t is 0. Basically, g here will be 0, so the only solution must be 0. And so, this proves the uniqueness.